from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Evening Edition.
Good evening. I'm Andrea Nakano. Brian is off tonight. We begin in Oakland. A business that was broken into on Easter Sunday held a community event thanking customers and doubling down on its commitment to stay in the town. This is surveillance footage from Easter morning when someone broke the glass door and stole merchandise. The owner tells Dahlin she won't let thieves run her out of the city that she loves.
A DJ and some live jazz music to set the mood. The business owner says despite the public safety challenges, Oakland is still worth fighting for. A warm and supportive crowd shopping at the Taylor J clothing store on Saturday afternoon. It's a big contrast to this video taken on Easter Sunday when a thief ransacked the downtown Broadway store.
This is ridiculous. It's Easter. I was so angry. I was just really upset. And I was like, okay, we're done. We're gonna go somewhere else. You know, that was my original thought.
Taylor J says the thief took about $20,000 in merchandise and the iPad used to collect credit card payments. She says it was especially painful because they do so many community events and invest so much in Oakland.
We have our own in-house factory, so in downtown Oakland, we make all the clothes. So Taylor J is designed and made in Oakland.
But what happened after was what reminded her why she set up shop here in the first place. The people. Neighbors emailed her positive messages, and some even donated to her GoFundMe.
We've had people send us an iPad. I mean, the love is so real that it's amazing.
Instead of running away from the problem, Taylor says she will stay and be part of the solution. Many businesses have already closed down, citing crime.
We're not going to allow a few bad apples to ruin this amazing bowl of fruit that Oakland has.
She held this event on Saturday to thank neighbors and customers. It was also a way, she says, to remind others to support all the small businesses in the city, as many are struggling with lower foot traffic due to crime.
Be very conscious of your dollars and where you spend them. You know, keep the money in Oakland. Keep your support in Oakland. You know, I know it's so easy to go online or go out of town, but just fight against it.
Her customers agree, saying the health of the city is tied to the success of small businesses.
If we all want to be a part of this, like, collective, we all have to play our part in making sure that we're keeping them going. But also, you know, I think kind of a wake-up call to the city to really think about, like, what's going on.
Oakland police report in the first 3 months this year, burglaries went down 45% compared to last year, but robberies went up 35%.
Yeah, it's challenging right now, but I don't think it's over for Oakland. I think that we have to just stand strong, and it's going to take everyone's effort.
As they say, it takes a village. Now, Taylor J says while businesses and customers are doing their part, elected leaders have to step up and do more to improve public safety.
In other news tonight, if you were in the East Bay or San Francisco, you may have felt an earthquake today. It struck just after 11 o'clock this morning. The epicenter was just outside of Berkeley near Garber Park. At the time, U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 3.4. It has been slightly downgraded to a 3.3. USGS says more than 3,400 people reportedly felt it. Most were within 13 miles of the epicenter. It was mostly felt in parts of Berkeley, the Oakland Hills, and San Francisco. There were no reports of any damage. Now, we've had some people call in to tell us they saw their windows rattle. Now, this comes a day after a rare earthquake rattled the Northeast. A magnitude 4.8 quake hit northern New Jersey. It was widely felt throughout the region from New York City to Philadelphia. And recovery efforts continue in Taiwan. After this week's deadly 7.4 magnitude quake, at least 13 people have been killed and more than 1,000 are injured. Hundreds are still stranded in remote areas, cut off by damaged roads and mudslides. It's the most powerful quake to hit the island in 25 years. Now to a developing story in San Francisco. Fire crews are at the scene of a house fire in the Potrero Hill neighborhood. This is on Kansas and 19th Street. It's right behind downtown high school. Video from Citizen App shows thick black smoke and flames coming out of the roof of the home. Fire crews are asking people to avoid the area. There is no word on any injuries at this point. In San Francisco, District 3 Supervisor Aaron Peskin kicked off his campaign for mayor with a rally in Chinatown this morning.
And while I thankfully don't have any billionaires on my side, I have you. And I ask you to join with me, to fight with me, to save our city without sacrificing our values.
Peskin is the president of the board and one of the longest-serving politicians in city history. Now he's the sole progressive running to unseat Mayor London Breed in November. Mayor Breed and Peskin will be facing off against some high-profile and well-funded moderate candidates. They include venture capitalist Mark Farrell, who served as interim mayor for 6 months after the death of Mayor Ed Lee in 2017. Daniel Lurie, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune and founder of an anti-poverty nonprofit, and Peskin's fellow supervisor, Asha Safai. Well, San Francisco police arrested a man suspected of shooting and killing someone at a barbershop yesterday. The shooting happened near Mission and 20th around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. The victim died at the scene. SFPD says around 10 o'clock last night, they arrested the suspect, 31-year-old Alexander Martinez in Richmond. Police have not released any information about the victim. CHP is looking for two young boys who went missing in Mountain View last night. CHP says they were the last seen on Montecito Avenue near Stevenson Elementary School. Mountain View police say Taylor Wu took the two boys, Daniel and David Wu, in a blue 2018 Ford Escape with the license plate from Missouri. Police would not tell us how Taylor Wu is related to the boys. Daniel is 9 and David is 4 years old. Overnight in Contra Costa County, fire crews rescued a driver who had careened 100 yards down a hill and plunged into a canal. They pulled the woman from her smashed and shattered car, and she's now recovering at a hospital. This happened in Bay Point. Officials say she was driving on Highway 4 when she lost control of her car. On Monday, day will turn into night for a few precious minutes. A total solar eclipse will travel along the path of totality stretching from Texas to Maine. Here in California, we'll only see a partial eclipse in the Bay Area. The eclipse will start around 10:15 and last for 2 hours. In San Jose, the library is giving out free solar glasses this weekend ahead of Monday's eclipse. They're available at all of the library's 25 locations. And you may need them because doctors say solar glasses are needed to watch the eclipse without risking permanent eye damage. The library says there is a big demand for those glasses.
We are trying to give out 300, and they're going really fast.
Millions of Americans are expected to travel to spots along the eclipse's path to catch a glimpse. How about experiencing this 30,000 feet in the air? Reporter Manuel Borges has more on how one airline is offering the flight of a lifetime to get that incredible view.
Start a left-hand turn.
Delta Airlines captains Phil Marshall and Phil Daniels recently hopped inside this Airbus 220 simulator at the company's headquarters in Atlanta. They're experienced pilots, clearly, but come Monday, they'll be doing something new, chasing a solar eclipse.
I think that we're going to be able to provide a really unique experience.
Delta offered the first April 8th flight from Austin to Detroit last month. It sold out within 24 hours. So the airline added a second flight from Dallas to Detroit, routes chosen because they're nearest to the path of the eclipse. They'll operate normally until they reach an area over southeast Missouri.
Ready.
That's when, as we saw in the simulator, the captains plan to bank the plane 30 degrees once on each side to give passengers a view of the eclipse. They'll have 4 minutes of total eclipse time to do it.
It seems like a lot of things have to align in order for that to happen.
Absolutely. But that's what we're good at.
That's coming from Delta's Operations and Customer Center, where we learned the level of precision needed to make it all happen. The moon's shadow will travel at more than 1,500 miles per hour over the United States.
We're traveling at about 400 miles per hour. So the sun is actually going to be catching up to us. So we're taking off before it even hits the U.S. border on the south end, and it will catch up to us.
Passengers will wear specialized glasses to protect their eyes during the eclipse, which Captain Marshall, for the safety of all involved, will not be looking at. Still, he says, it'll be the flight of a lifetime.
So this is fantastic for me. It's always, every day is like a dream come true, though, for us as pilots.
Now, that sounds pretty cool. And you can join us on Monday for Eclipse Watch, our special coverage of the solar eclipse. It all starts at 10 in the morning, streaming on CBS News Bay Area. Find us on the free CBS News app or on Pluto TV. A police chase and crash on Highway 101 led to a hazmat situation in Petaluma. Police say the driver took the exit at Petaluma Boulevard North, going over 100 miles an hour, hit the barrier, and rolled over the ramp. The fully electric car spewed a couple dozen batteries across the roadway. Police say they were on fire and some exploded. It happened this morning before 8, and police decided to leave the car in the standing water where it landed.
Our concern is the vehicle is still smoking a little bit, and it's in its perfect spot right now in water. We don't want to pull it away from the water. We had a discussion with fire department, and they said this was the perfect place for it to leave it overnight.
Caltrans is coming to clear the batteries and debris. The driver of the car suffered minor injuries. In San Francisco, turning right on red will soon be prohibited in most intersections in SoMa, Chinatown, and North Beach. The city says it's going to make crosswalks much safer. In San Rafael, a guide dog school for the blind celebrated their 1,000th graduating class of canine clients today in California. The graduating pups got a chance to meet their new caretakers for the first time. Guide Dogs for the Blind is the largest guide dog school in North America, with more than 16,000 dog teams of graduates in the U.S. since its founding in 1942. Lotto players are hoping to be the big winner tonight when the Powerball draws numbers for a jackpot that's grown to $1.3 billion. Tonight's drawing is the 41st in a row since somebody last won a jackpot. That ties the all-time record, and it's created an increase in ticket purchases. We caught up with folks hoping to get lucky in Pleasant Hill, even though they know the chances are almost zero.
Probably one in 8 billion. I think I'll get hit by a plane part before out of the sky before I win this.
Well, we hope not. The drawing is at 8 o'clock tonight. The $1.3 billion is if you opt for a payment plan. The lump sum cash choice is way less, $600 million, only $600 million. Well, some drivers were free to move in and out of Big Sur again today. Caltrans resumed their convoys to get cars through a damaged area of Highway 1. Drivers had been using convoys to move through Highway 1 after a storm last weekend knocked a piece of the road into the ocean. Rain conditions had kept those convoys closed Thursday and Friday, but weather allowed Caltrans to reopen this morning. It's still unknown when the roads will be fully repaired. Well, thank you so much for watching. We will see you back here at 11. Until then, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. Good night.